So, welcome to an episode of Chimpians UK.
Hello.
And Southern Ireland. Maybe it's Chimpians Europe.
Well, not for long.
Yes, we're going to be taking a little side quest for a little while, following some British superheroes. Well, some not British, some UK and Southern Ireland heroes.
Maybe from another planet.
So, yes, I should hopefully cover most of this as I set the scene, because this is new for all of us. So there's only going to be myself as GM and Paul and Scott. Unfortunately, Matt's had to take a little bit of hiatus. Yeah, that's easier said than done, isn't it? A bit of a hiatus. So we thought we'd do something a bit different. So it's still superheroes, still going to be hero system, but just a slightly different focus. And the players don't really know what's coming yet either. I haven't discussed really anything apart from it's going to be in the UK. So the date is Friday, September the 28th of 2019. Don't try and tally that up with any other dates I've ever spouted out in the past, because I just lose track of them completely. In relation to Team Rolling Thunder, this is a bit of a spoiler for listeners, I guess. This is happening roughly the same time Team Rolling Thunder are leaving Paris, trying to track down Chantel.
Jus to laws.
So Britain, like the rest of the world, was hit by the thaw. Probably not hit as hard as the rest of Europe. Brexit is actually ongoing in this world, much like it is in reality. But it is also far more popular in the game world than it is in our reality. There is far more public backing behind it. And in fact, some pro-Brexiteers, you know, sort of the leading edge faces, are even pushing the idea that Britain wasn't hit by the thaw as hard as the rest of the European Union, because they're leaving the European Union. The government itself is conservative as it is in reality, but unlike in reality, it is a lot more consolidated and organised and behind its leader than it is.
Yes. Fantasy role-playing.
Yes.
Thought we weren't getting into politics.
Well, we're not very much, but I'm just trying to give you a rough background. So a few names have been changed just in case. Not very much. Anyone who's in the UK will recognise where I've gone with these few names. So the government is actually led by a woman called Theresa Summer. And the Deputy Prime Minister is actually a gentleman by the name of Nigel Farage, who was previously a leader of a very driving anti-European political party that has fallen by the wayside somewhat.
Nigel Farage.
That might be how it looks on the paper.
Oh, pronounced Farage. Okay.
Yeah, Farage.
Oh, dear.
But the general tone in the UK is somewhat more xenophobic than it is in reality. Again, it's not everybody, but there's a bigger proportion of people who are wanting to leave Europe. And that's sort of the environment we're in.
Excellent.
We see what is obviously a military base located on the coast of the UK. The base is